I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank Chairman Conaway and Ranking Member Boswell for holding today's hearing to review the commodity programs and crop insurance as we prepare for the next Farm Bill. Last June, the committee started the Farm Bill process by holding 11 audit hearings, focusing our attention on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to look for ways to improve programs for farmers, increase efficiency, and reduce spending. We then went to the countryside this spring to hear directly from producers in the field. Now we're in the midst of wrapping up our final hearing series in Washington before we begin writing legislation. Along with crop insurance, Title I programs establish the very fabric of the farm safety net. They ensure that dramatic swings in commodity prices and volatile weather don't put farmers and ranchers out of business. Further, they ensure that we, as consumers, always have a stable food and fiber supply. That safety net has to exist for all regions and all crops, and it has to be written with bad times in mind. These programs should not guarantee that the good times are the best, but rather that the bad times are manageable. Like many of the farmers we heard from during our field hearings, I know firsthand about the challenges we're trying to mitigate with sound farm policy. I started my farming operation with a wheat crop that put me in what could politely be described as a financial squeeze 35 years ago. The second wheat crop performed better. It matched the historic record for the farm. And the difference between those two crops simply was rain. It rained at the right time on the second crop, and it did not on the first. And I'll also note to anyone who is a young farmer, it's a good thing to match your landlord's best year, but it's also a good thing not to exceed his best crop ever. So I survived that test. And you have to remember, I come from the Southern Plains. I live in a community in western Oklahoma where the historic average rainfall is somewhere between 24 and 28 inches a year. It's great when it comes over seven different nights. Occasionally it comes in three nights. But that's a part of the challenge, and I know personally that if Mother Nature cooperates, you make a wheat crop. If Mother Nature doesn't, then you spend a lot of hours with your banker discussing how to get around to the option of having a second crop. So these early experiences, yes, 35 years ago, and by the way, that's why my freshman year was spent at Sarah Junior College instead of Oklahoma State, was the effect of that first attempt at wheat farming on my personal finances, have given me an appreciation for just how challenging agriculture can be. And it gave me an appreciation for an effective safety net and crop insurance and all the other matters that this committee considers. Our farmers and ranchers have to deal with the uncertainties of weather, the insecurities of market, and many times dramatically unfair foreign competition. So it's critical that we get the policy right. With all the challenges that our facers produce, farm policy can't be one of them. And to that end, I have said many times, and I think it's a reflection of what my colleagues have just noted, the Farm Bill that we craft has to recognize the diversity of agriculture in America. It has to work for all regions and all commodities. And that's why it's vitally important that the commodity title provide producers with options so they could choose the program that works best for them, whether it's protecting revenue or price. Additionally, the Agriculture Committee has heard very clearly from producers the importance of crop insurance, and I'm committed to providing a strong crop insurance program for them. Today and tomorrow, we'll hear from economists and a variety of agriculture leaders. I thank you for sharing your insights with us. The road ahead of us won't be easy, but I'm confident that working together, we can craft a farm bill that continues to support the success story that is American agriculture. And thank goodness, once again, let me say without any hesitation, for the comedy, the civility, the relationship that I think all members of the House Agriculture Committee have with each other. We want to get the policy right. We want to make it happen. We are working together.